The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
We're watching a group of people that think they're the smartest people in the history of the planet, and they're becoming fools, led by fools.
This picking and choosing and using the power of government to go after Americans simply because they have a different political view is going to stop.
That's why I think this will be a much bigger Republican tsunami than people currently expect.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
So Newt Gingrich thinks it'll be a big political tsunami, a big red wave. The polls are split, with control of Congress hanging in the balance. Registered voters do give the Republican Party the advantage on inflation, the economy, and crime. Democrat candidates get the advantage on abortion and climate change. So what are people going to vote for in 43 days? That's what it boils down to. I mean, in our world, and I'm the first to admit this, I'm maybe tone deaf. I try to put myself in other people's shoes. In my world, if you were to actually go to the ballot box because you're revved up about climate change, wow. I got to pray there's more of us than there are of you. And I don't say that to be dismissive. I just hope more people are concerned about the things that seem to matter to most people. Honest to goodness, think about that. Can you imagine saying, I cannot wait to go vote for the Jane Fonda endorsed candidate? I want that Bernie Sanders endorsed candidate for the House or the Senate or a gubernatorial race. I'm worried about climate change. They're worried about climate change in Florida. Hoo boy, there might be some climate change going on in Florida. And here's a pop quiz for you. What would you rather do? Ride out a potential catastrophic hurricane in Florida or brave the mean streets of New York City? What would you do? Where would you take your chances? Where would you rather take your chances? I did some, you know, the movie Escape from New York? Well, I reversed it. Only dummy me escapes Florida to come to New York to avoid the effects of a hurricane. Hurricane Ian is bearing down on potentially the west coast of Florida. You know, it's so funny to talk to longtime Floridians because I'm a relatively new Floridian. I've only been there a couple of years. People have lived there forever. Tracy and Barb Yoder. Ah! The spirits of Tampa, they always thwart a hurricane. It doesn't hit the west coast. It always goes left. It always goes east or west or north, or it never really hits us. And this time, they seem to be suggesting it could. So we had to make a calculated decision over the weekend. I don't love it. I don't love it at all. I'd rather actually be in Florida, but I got to be on the air. And there's a little thing called electrical power that one needs to stay on the air. And even though they got a great generator system set up at Salem, Tampa, and I just did not want to flip a coin or roll the dice, rather, and hope to be. And plus, if the power goes out and I don't have AC, now that's a catastrophe, okay? If I don't have air conditioning, we got a big problem on our hands. I'm not sitting around sweltering in the heat because the AC went out because the power is out. I looked up where my condo is. I'm in a level A, bright red evacuation zone for hurricanes. Because I'm literally on Tampa Bay. Like, I'm on the bay. I'm over. I see boats right under my balcony. So I don't know. Godspeed to my building. It's a high rise, and they've been working on all this crap with scaffolding and masts. They got scaffolds strapped to the side of the building. I hope that doesn't turn into a giant projectile. But I don't know. I'm braving the vagrants and the homeless and the violence in New York City. So where would you rather be? New York or Florida? That's a toss-up, isn't it? You talk about Sophie's choice. That's a tough decision. So here I am with sandbags because I've also got this little investment property that I bought. So I have a little bungalow built in 1959. I'm not sure how well that's going to hold up to Hurricane Ian. And here I am buying sandbags at the Home Depot. There goes my hernia. Had a hernia on the right side. Lord knows what's going to happen now on the left side with me slinging sandbags around, trying to get the house prepared as if a few sandbags will push back the floodwaters. So the whole thing is a mess. And we're praying, honestly, I can joke a little bit, but I am a little bit apprehensive. We're going to talk to meteorologist Joe Bastardi today, one of our favorites. We'll find out what Ian is expected to do. Of course, politically, and the reason it's a huge story 43 days away is all eyes are on Governor Ron DeSantis and how he's going to respond to Hurricane Ian. Fact of the matter is, if he doesn't perform as expected, they're going to crucify him, and it won't matter what he does. It's going to have everything to do with the intensity of the storm. If the storm is catastrophic, and God forbid that Florida faces another Katrina situation, they're going to blame it on DeSantis. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't even matter what he does. And isn't that terrible that that's where we live? Isn't that terrible that that's where we are? But, of course, here's where we are. Here's where we are. Hillary Clinton, did you see her at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin? Here we are in September of 2022, listening to a top Democrat compare Trump supporters to Nazis.
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler? How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? So there is a real pressure, and I think it is fair to say we're in a struggle between democracy and autocracy.
I don't even know what to say except to turn it to you. 800-655-MIKE. Pardon my language. What the hell is she talking about? Young men with their arms raised? They were doing the Heil Hitler salute to Trump? Is that what Hillary? You're going to have to explain that to me. You got to translate that one to me. 800-655-MIKE. We're kicking things off for a breaking news Monday in the ReliefFactor.com studios. What is she talking about? Can you translate what Hillary meant? I mean, first of all, it's bad enough she's comparing Trump supporters to Nazis. I think that's even worse than semi-fascists. She didn't even say semi-Nazis. Full-blown Nazis. Because young men had their arms in the air. What is she talking about? 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. I'm seeking some answers. I hope you can join me. And I want to know how you react to listening to Hillary liken Trump supporters to Nazis. I mean, they don't even hold back. They say the quiet part out loud, don't they? And what does she mean they lift their arms in the air? Is she suggesting that Ohioans were doing the Heil Hitler salute at a Trump rally? Whew. 800-655-MIKE. Hope you join us.
When you need to say it now, text it. You can text Mike anytime at 800-655-MIKE. That's 800-655-6453. It's your direct pipeline to the happy conservative warrior. It's the MyPillow text line. 800-655-MIKE.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You've helped MyPillow become one of the most extraordinary success stories in America today. Well, now Mike Lindell wants to give back exclusively to you, a Mike Gallagher listener. The Percale and Giza Dream bed sheet sets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale now for as low as $29.98 with our listener promo code MikeG. Order today, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale and Giza Dream Sheets are breathable. They have a cool, crisp feel made from the finest cotton on earth. Comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing offer. There's a limited supply, so be sure to order today. Get them while they're hot. Call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Use the promo code MikeG or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Or go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Special Square. Click on that box. And with anything you order, be sure to enter the promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G, or call 800-928-6034, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
Border Patrol agents have received an intelligence bulletin stating that Venezuelan dictator Maduro is opening up all of his prisons and sending vicious convicts, and these are tough ones, charged with murder, rape, and other heinous crimes straight across the border.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Now, that was part of one of Trump's rallies where Hillary says he's like Hitler, because she saw young men raising their arms in the air. Can I just pull the curtain back and express my frustration at callers lately? I was not asking rhetorically, what is she talking about? I literally want somebody to explain what she means. Somebody has to know. And for some reason, Tracy can't get me a single call that is explaining what Hillary's referring to. Can you play cut one again, Yuri? And I want somebody to tell me what in the world Hillary Clinton is talking about. I mean, it's bad enough that she's comparing Trump to Hitler and Trump supporters to Nazis. But what is she referring to by young men raising their arms in the air? Listen.
I remember as a young student, you know, trying to figure out how did people get basically drawn in by Hitler. How did that happen? And I'd watch newsreels and I'd see this guy standing up there ranting and raving and people shouting and raising their arms. I thought, what's happened to these people? Why did they believe that? You saw the rally in Ohio the other night. Trump is there ranting and raving for more than an hour, and you have these rows of young men with their arms raised. I thought, what is going on? So there is a real pressure, and I think it is fair to say we're in a struggle between democracy and autocracy.
Now, I'm from Ohio. I was born in Ohio, born and raised there as a kid. I'm going to be in Ohio, the Battleground Talkers Tour. We're going to be in Columbus. We're going to be in Cleveland, stops in the Buckeye State. It's a very important state. A lot on the line in Ohio. I wonder if there aren't people listening to this show whose sons were in that audience in Youngstown, Ohio. And Hillary Clinton, who almost became president in 2016, just called your son a Nazi for raising his arm in the air. What? I go to church. Worship services often feature people lifting their arms in the air, praising God. It's a gesture that I don't know what she do you know what she's talking about? I'd like to see if somebody can explain it to me. Scott is in Hudson, Wisconsin, 800-655-MIKE. Scott, what does Hillary mean when she said she saw young men raising their arms in the air in Youngstown, Ohio?
Mike, I saw the same thing on Facebook this weekend, and they capture one image of a crowd raising their hands in prayer, and then they compare it to a cult, and people, Trump is just like Hitler, and it just follows through. People just don't have enough common sense to look past that.
But, I mean, think about how evil that is. You mean to tell me that the crowd was, they lifted their arms in prayer, and Hillary saw that and compared that to a Hitler rally?
It's not just Hillary. Like I said, I saw it on Facebook yesterday with the same thing.
You're kidding me.
Out of a crowd. No, I'm very serious.
I mean, I had heard something about music, a QAnon music bed or something, where we go one, we go whatever one of their phrases is. I don't even know what that's about. But you're saying it was more about raising your arms, their arms in prayer, and then people claiming that's like a Heil Hitler gesture?
Yes, they compare it to a cult. I hear that's the new word. I see that all the time on social media where they compare. Oh, it's a cult. It's a cult. It's a Trump cult. Look, I'm not a cultist, and I don't follow that. It's just the latest tactic that they have to do. And like I said, nobody has enough common sense these days to look past one image of something. They take everything out of context. And they see it and they go, oh, my gosh, look at these cultists following Trump.
Well, it's a pretty awful thing to do, Scott. It's disgustingly awful for a major political figure. You understand when Biden called us semi-fascists, they just keep ramping up the rhetoric. Before you know it, they're going to call us all serial killers and we all have to be incarcerated. And they're kind of doing that. Did you see the pro-life guy, the pro-life activist who the FBI swooped down on in front of his crying wife and screaming children, took him out in handcuffs with guns pointed at him? Here we go again with Merrick Garland in the Justice Department and Biden's DOJ terrorizing and persecuting political opponents. We are in a really scary, scary stage. There's no discourse. If that's their strategy, let's call the people we disagree with Nazis. Let's call them. I mean, and it's all across the board. Here's cut 10. Here's a Biden advisor, Keisha Lance Bottoms. Where's she? I forget. She's in Orlando? Is she from Florida? Or Atlanta. That's right. She's the mayor. Was she the mayor of Atlanta? I mean, she's described as a Biden. Former mayor of Atlanta. Mayor of Atlanta. She's on NBC, MSNBC's Sunday show with host Jonathan Capehart. Listen to this.
Well, I think it will be important for all of us who care about the United States of America to call out what we see. And what we see, again, with this MAGA Republican agenda is an effort to disrupt our democracy. So whether it be through November and beyond November, I think it will always be important to call out any effort there is to essentially destroy the United States of America. President Biden has been very clear. He wants to work in a bipartisan bipartisan effort. He has worked in a bipartisan effort. He's been able to get things done on behalf of our country. But when you have a MAGA Republican agenda that has no respect for the Constitution, that has no respect for free and fair elections, then it is important for all of us, not just the president, not just me, for all of us to call it out for what it is. It is a danger to our democracy. It is a danger to our way of life.
Can you imagine? It's like literally the opposite. MAGA Republicans want Americans to adhere to the Constitution, expect politicians to believe in the Constitution, not change it. MAGA Republicans expect election integrity. She characterized it as exactly the opposite. As if Democrats who want to lie and cheat and steal, no voter ID, no signature verifications, all kinds of election shenanigans, mail-in ballots, drive-through balloting, 24/7. So they're literally what she just described us as being. It's insane. When have you ever heard MAGA Republicans say we want to shred the Constitution? I mean, and again, I'm still trying to get somebody to explain what Hillary means when she's alarmed by seeing young men at a rally in Ohio for Donald Trump raising their arms and somehow that turning into a Hitler-esque gesture. Susan is in San Antonio here in the Relief Factor .com studios. 800-655-MIKE's our number. Hello, Susan.
Hi. I just read that an article that read that the crowd was just waving an arm in the air with number one salute.
Right. Well, how's that Hitler? How's that Nazi? How does that make her think of Nazis?
Because it was an arm in the air.
An arm in the air. Wow. Well, all right. I'll take your word for it. I mean, I thought maybe there was something else. Maybe there's something with music or where we go one, whatever that is. Newt Gingrich says this is the kind of stuff that's going to backfire in a big way. Newt Gingrich is all about political prognosticating that favors the Republicans very heavily. Here he was on Fox News Channel over the weekend.
I think the American people want to change the trajectory. They want to stop the murders. They want to stop the rising prices. They want to get back to independence and energy. And I think that the commitment to America that the House Republicans are launching provides exactly the kind of things that the American people would like to replace the current failures with. Truth is, and you know this, the two of you, when you go to the grocery store, you know it ain't working because it's too expensive. I paid $5.05 a gallon for gasoline last Saturday. It ain't working. It's too expensive. You watch the evening news and see the local murder rate. You know it's not working. That's why I think this will be a much bigger Republican tsunami than people currently expect.
I mean, that makes sense on paper. I would think you look around and you see this violence that's just become a way of life in major American cities. You see the prices at the grocery store and you think, hey, it's not working. But maybe you see it differently. Let's find out. Did you see the rampage in a Philadelphia convenience store? 100 young people went in and destroyed the place. Where do you hear how the media described them? Oh, boy.
If you like listening to Mike on the radio, you'll love watching Mike on TV. Go to SalemNewsChannel.com and watch The Mike Gallagher Show every day. That's SalemNewsChannel.com. She's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame. This is a red alert for hardworking Americans who are tired of seeing their freedoms and savings threatened by the globalist agenda. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to find whistleblowers who are exposing the schemes that threaten your financial security. We're talking about real, patriotic financial warriors like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry. They're not afraid to tell it like it is, exposing how the system is rigged against you. Text IDEAS to 76626 to find out more. With the 2024 election storm
storming our way, your IRA and your 401k appear to be in the crosshairs. That's why we've compiled our three favorite ideas from Freethinkers. Don't wait for a knock on your door telling you it's too late. Get this critical report. Text IDEAS to 76626. The fight for your financial freedom is on. Text IDEAS to 76626 now for your free report. That's IDEAS to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
So mandatory evacuations have begun in Tampa, Florida. There's a guy that covers the weather on social media, Mike's weather page, and he's been pretty accurate, has a lot of followers. He said there's been an update from just a few minutes ago. There is a bump eastward, which is the worst thing for the west coast of Florida. Says this, there'll be a slowdown that will prolong the storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts on the west coast of Florida. The storm surge could be historic, with 5 to 10 feet expected around Tampa Bay. The wind gusts are expected to peak at 140 miles per hour before the front starts to weaken it. So I'm really worried about the state of Florida. And it's so weird to be leaving Florida yesterday, and only because we were worried about keeping the show on the air. Because in a time like this, with this political turmoil and all that we're up against, 43 days away from the midterms, and a storm arriving, and I live now in Tampa Bay and St. Pete, the Tampa Bay area. Nice text message from Andrew, who said, Mike, I have to commend you. You took the more dangerous path for us, braving New York, because you're looking out for your listeners. You're worried about the power outage, which could impact your ability to do the show. You're more worried about staying on the air. You're putting your listeners before yourself, and that is extremely selfless. Thank you, Andrew. That's very kind of you, Andrew. I just want to stay on the air, but I am really torn. And now I have, of course, besides the condo, a little investment property, a bungalow that I bought, a house that was built in 1959. So I went to Home Depot yesterday with everybody else to buy bags of sand. There was a two-hour line to get sandbags in Tampa Bay yesterday. They were handing out free sandbags. I just went to the local Home Depot, and they had bags of sand there for sale for $2 a bag. And then I tried to line them up against the garage and the door. You know, you just hope and pray. Now, I've got cameras everywhere. I'm one of these camera freaks, especially since I travel like I do. So I'll be – now, if the power stays on, I'll be able to watch. I hope I'm not watching my house blow away or my building flood out. What a mess. What an absolute mess. Ian strengthening into hurricane, and again, evacuations beginning in Hillsboro, mandatory evacuations. And politically, isn't it going to be fascinating to watch how the left will zone in and focus on Governor Ron DeSantis's response to Hurricane Ian? You know they're hoping for another Katrina. You just know it. And no matter what he does, they're going to have the sharp knives out, and it will depend on how bad the storm is. It won't have anything to do with DeSantis. Remember in Katrina how it was all blamed? Everything was, what was it, Kanye, who said George Bush killed black people? And it was the mayor of New Orleans that failed to mobilize the buses and have a proper response? And the problem is, when you get into the blame game, when there's a massive storm, no one politician, Republican or Democrat, is really to blame. Ultimately, what a mess. Carrie Lake, running for governor of Arizona. She joins us next, exclusively, here on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The The Mike Gallagher Show.
I want to point out what Liz Cheney has said about you.
I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that Carrie Lake is not elected.
That might be the biggest, best gift I've ever received. I mean, the people of Wyoming can't stand her. I'm pretty much sure that the people of Arizona don't like Liz Cheney.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
Well, I was on Team Carrie until Liz Cheney proclaimed that she was going to do all she could to stop her. So it's all over now. Carrie Lake, of course, is running for the governor of Arizona. Extraordinary platform, putting Arizona first. She has real crazy talk. She believes in secure borders, energy independence, safe streets. Of course, people in Arizona know her well. She was a TV anchor in Phoenix on KSAZ for 22 years. She stepped down from her anchor role in March of 2021. And a lot of prognosticators say she's going to be the next governor of Arizona. But, of course, thanks to Liz Cheney, it's not going to happen. Carrie, I'm sure you're just utterly devastated.
I'm devastated. You're right, Mike. Oh, my goodness. Oh, but truly, when I heard that, I thought that is truly going to be the best gift ever. We're so excited about Liz Cheney trying to get involved in our race because, as you know, she lost hers in a landslide victory for her opponent. And she's pretty much been drummed out of politics, and she thinks she's still relevant. And of all places in Arizona where people are really tired of the dead-end policies of the left. And they just want solutions, common-sense solutions. That's what we're offering. And that's why we're doing so well. So I'm not worried about Liz Cheney. As I said, the new Republican Party is the most inclusive Republican Party we've ever seen. It is a party of we people. We want to preserve the American values that we love so much in this country and help the middle class and the working class folks out. So we're going to do great things for Arizona. We're excited.
You know, I'm so riveted by this notion that any of us who question the integrity of an election are somehow election deniers and we're tinfoil hat conspiracy wearing kooks. I've played a clip over and over again of all the Democrats who said that the 2016 election of Donald Trump was illegitimate, that the Russians hacked into servers and everything else. Isn't it wild that the Democrats are banking on people not remembering how they question the outcome of a 2016 election, but nobody else is allowed to question COVID laws and COVID rules upending a 2020 election? I guess you're in that category, according to the Liz Cheneys of the world, of election deniers. But why do Democrats really think we don't have the tape and we don't have all the evidence of all the and they all did it, Carrie. You know better than anybody. They all said that Trump didn't legitimately win the presidency in 2016. Did they think we wouldn't remember that?
Yeah, videotape lives forever, right? and I was actually in the media when that was happening, and so it's really appalling that they want to take our freedom of speech away. Since when can we no longer question our government and question our elections? We need to be questioning our elections, especially with all of the things that happened during 2020.
Right.
And we need to question that, dig into it, and fix any loopholes where cheating or corruption can happen. That's a real basic. I don't see what's controversial about that, because going forward, we want to make sure we have honest elections for all voters, Democrat, Independent, and Republican alike. And I push back against that with the media. The media is, they were all for it in 2016 when everybody was attacking the 2016 election and when they were questioning that, but they want to cancel you and destroy you if you dare speak up about some really big problems we had in 2020. So I reject that. I refuse to give up my freedom of speech, and I don't care what they say about me. And when I'm governor, we will restore honesty and faith in our elections here in Arizona so that every voter can feel and knows, not just feels, they know that their vote counted. They go to bed on election night. They know the winner. We're not counting for 10, 11 days and finding ballots everywhere. We just want honesty and transparency in our election, and we're going to get that.
Let's talk about
that's
what's
probably why Liz Cheney hates me so much.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk a little bit about what's at stake in 43 days. You're up against a Democrat named Katie Hobbs. Her party is represented by somebody named Hillary Clinton, who over the weekend smeared Trump supporters as Nazis. Now, Carrie, I'm not kidding you. She started this ball rolling when she called us a basket of deplorables. Then Joe Biden called us semi-fascists. Now we're Nazis, I guess. She said she saw young men raise their arms at a rally in Ohio, and it reminded her of Hitler and Nazis. There doesn't seem to be any limit that they're going to have on the rhetoric they're using. Can you talk a little bit about what Arizona voters are going to be faced with a choice between Katie Hobbs or Carrie Lake? Talk about the differences in how the two of you would govern the state as Arizona's governor.
We hear Hillary Clinton saying that. We hear Joe Biden in his really ghoulish and awful address to the nation calling us names, calling more than half of this country names. But you know who started it? My opponent. Before the 2020 election, she's the Secretary of State of Arizona. Right. So she's in charge, basically, of our elections. And she referred to Republican voters as Nazis. This is the person I'm running against. She's the most radical leftist politician to ever come into play here in Arizona, and she's very dangerous. She actually was incompetent in running the Secretary of State's office during the 2020 election, and even during this last primary, Mike, she was the one who gave guidance on how many ballots each county would need. And in Pinal County, one of our largest counties, 1 hour into election day, they ran out of Republican ballots, only Republican ballots. She's incompetent. She has not been able to run the Secretary of State's office with any level of competency. As a matter of fact, would you believe that the Secretary of State's office is still closed to business due to COVID? If you want to do business with them, you have to do it online. Mm. This is what she will do to the state. She will, without a doubt, without batting an eyelash, she will shut this state down again. And it will be disastrous for Arizona. And, you know, she's opposed to securing the border. She's opposed to the border wall. But yet in her commercials, she didn't have any hesitancy to do one of these staged photo ops in front of the border wall that she didn't want to support. Mm. She's opposed to a virtual border wall. She's opposed to funding our border task force, and she's opposed to any sort of border security. She wants Joe Biden to handle it, and he has exposed Arizona to criminal elements, to the cartels, to the most deadly drug we've ever seen. It's all pouring through Arizona and killing Americans at record levels. Her education plan, she says she's for teachers, yet she voted against a teacher pay raise. She went to a private school, but she doesn't want Arizona kids to have access to private schools where they can take their taxpayer money and go to those private schools to get the best education possible. She's a hypocrite. And we can't have her anywhere near the governor's office. And one thing I'll tell you, Mike, that most voters don't know because the media has run cover for her is that in 2021, just a year ago, she was convicted twice of being a racist. Two juries unanimously found her guilty of racial and sexual discrimination in hiring when she paid a woman of color $30,000 less than she paid the male counterparts in her office. $30,000 less. When the woman found out about it in the paper by reading it, she filed a suit. She won both times in court, and the people of Arizona are now paying nearly $3 million wow. in a settlement, the second largest settlement we've ever paid in this type of a lawsuit, because Katie Hobbs, my opponent, is a twice convicted racist. We can't have a racist running the state of Arizona.
Our guest is Carrie Lake. She's the Arizona Republican gubernatorial candidate, one of my favorite candidates nationally. I mean, there's so many warriors who are fighting the good fight, and I know how many people. We're going to be in Phoenix, of course, for the big Salem Battleground Talkers Tour. I hope you go to battlegroundtalkerstour.com for details. Carrie Lake, there are issues that the voters are deciding right now all over the country, and it seems to me surging crime, of course, the economy in the tank, open borders. Are those three big issues as important to Arizona voters as they are for the rest of the country? I know certainly border security is, but what about all these instances of surging crime thanks to radical progressive district attorneys who are letting criminals go free? What about the economy, the housing market, people not being able to fill up their gas tank or go to the grocery store? I know that's facing Arizonans as well.
It's all related. I mean, and truly, I bring a lot back to the border because surging crime, we have a million gotaways. 5 million people, according to data, have come in since Joe Biden came into office. A million are gotaways, and many of them coming through, the most of them coming through the Tucson sector right into Arizona. The gotaways are the people who don't want to be processed, and you have to ask yourself why. They're the criminals. They're the dangerous people, and they're all pouring into Arizona. Our streets are less safe because the drugs are pouring in as well. We're watching the homeless population grow, and we're going to tackle that as well. And when you have this kind of chaos on the streets, it is not safe to live here. It's not safe to do business here. And we have to have safety restored so that Arizona can continue to grow and thrive. And that is a priority. We're going to enact broken windows policing in Arizona. Yep. This is what Rudy Giuliani did in New York. A lot of people will remember that. We have to do it. We have no choice. We have to tackle these tough issues. And also, when you have millions of people coming in, it drives down the wages for the middle class. That hurts with families trying to make ends meet. And we have a housing situation. Where do you think 5 million people are living?
Sure.
Mike, they're not living on the streets. It's Americans living on the streets.
And, for, and by the way, and by the way,
low-income housing.
And if I may, for the benefit of people outside New York who may not be familiar with the broken window policy, and I'm so glad you're embracing this. I read about this weeks ago, and I was very excited for Arizona that you're going to do this. But the broken windows style of policing means that you, if you tackle the smaller quality of life crimes, then you're able to target bigger crimes and communities become safer. It's the equivalent of a building. If you have a big, beautiful building with broken windows and you let the windows go unrepaired, then the building is decrepit and it goes down in value and you've got bigger problems. You fix the broken windows and then the building value goes up. That's the approach that Rudy Giuliani and, you know, Bernie Kerik and all of these Howard Safer, they embraced this over the years, and it turned New York into one of the safest big cities in the world.
Right.
And Kerry, look at where we are now. Look at thanks to Democrat policies and progressive activist district attorneys, the broken windows style of policing and law enforcement is a thing of the past.
Well, I mean, do they need another term of Giuliani in New York City or what? That place has just gone downhill. It's unsafe. And frankly, a lot of the cities run by Democrats have the same problem. And
right.
So from a state perspective, we are going to pressure these municipalities, even if they're run by Democrats. We're going to pressure them and we're going to hang over our state shared funding. We want our citizens to be safe. Even if you're living in a city run by a Democrat, you deserve safety. You pay your taxes. You want to be able to enjoy the great, beautiful climate we have here in Arizona, ride bikes with the kids, go to parks, and have safety. And we will demand that from our cities. We will demand that, and we'll have to hang some money over their heads, if possible, to make them do that. And let me just say something about Rudy Giuliani. When he ran New York City, I was talking to some people who were living there before Giuliani, when it was unsafe to even walk down the street, and after. They said it took about a month and a half for things to get turned around. The criminals got the message that they're no longer open for business in New York to their activities.
Sure.
And it really quickly turned around. So we're planning on doing that.
And the criminals get the message when there are no consequences. I mean, we're seeing video of all over the country, every state in America where crime is running rampant. Criminals are running through the streets. You saw the video that went viral over the weekend in Philadelphia with 100 young people that just ransacked a convenience store. And Kerry, the police didn't make a single arrest. And I often think about this. We're pro-law enforcement here. I mean, I've got a foundation that assists the families of police officers killed in the line of duty. I love the police. I'm hugely, strongly law enforcement, pro-law enforcement. But if the police are going to make an arrest and they know that the person they arrest isn't going to spend an hour in jail, why bother?
And you know what happens? That store will end up shutting down and closing up.
Exactly.
Why would you want to operate a store when that's happening?
Exactly.
And a lot of times this is happening in neighborhoods. Sometimes it's neighborhoods, low-income neighborhoods, and it takes their only option, their only store that they had in the neighborhood, and it removes it. And it hurts the people, the community. And everybody needs to start standing up and being respectable.
Right.
This is not moral behavior. And the punishment should be that those people have to go, whoever was behind the crime, and help clean up and do some hard work for cleaning up and helping that store get back into action so they can do business
right.
again. We've got to start having some punishment for the crimes
Absolutely.
That are out there.
How about the workers behind the counter? How'd you like to work in a place that's been targeted by criminals and how dangerous it is and how scary it must be for them? Well, we've talked about a lot of negative stuff, but your candidacy is an absolute bright light, and I'm excited for you, and I'm hoping you'll win. I hope everybody goes to CarrieLake.com to support you and help you every way they can. We're praying for you, Carrie. I know you know, listen, you're up against the machine. But I know a lot of people a lot of people are real excited about your candidacy and know that you have a very good chance of winning. I hope you'll come back and visit with us again, but I hope you know how many millions of people all over the country are pulling for you, Carrie Lake. You keep fighting the good fight, and thank you so much for joining us today. All the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Carrie Lake, again, running for governor in Arizona. Incredible story. I mean, longtime TV anchor. And in many, many polls, the front runner, CarrieLake.com. And I can't wait to get to Phoenix for our big, by the time I get to, is it Phoenix? She'll be waiting. Is it Phoenix? Yeah, of course. By the time I get to Phoenix, she won't be gone. She'll be, I hope, here to stay. We're doing the Battleground Talkers Tour. I start in Detroit Thursday, October the 13th. And then on to, we start in Tampa. God willing, Tampa is going to be fine and cleaned up and surviving Hurricane Ian this week. Sunday, October 16th, Tampa, we're going to be at the Brian Glazer Family JCC in Tampa on Howard Avenue. I'll be there with Brandon Tatum and Sebastian Gorka. Then on to Orlando with Prager and Gorka. Then Atlanta, Philly, Pittsburgh, Columbus. And then we'll be in Phoenix. I'll be on stage with Brandon Tatum, Eric Metaxas, and Hugh Hewitt at the Hilton Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. Again, that's going to be Sunday, October the 23rd, thanks to our friends at 960 The Patriot. It's going to be a late afternoon affair. Charlie Kirk is going to... Oh, wait a minute, I got the wrong hosts. We got Brandon Tatum, Gallagher, Charlie Kirk, and Alfredo Ortiz. Sorry, all these cities are already blurring together. Imagine what a basket case I'm going to be like in a couple of weeks. But Phoenix is Gallagher, Charlie Kirk, Brandon Tatum, Alfredo Ortiz on stage at the Hilton Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. For tickets, go to Battleground Talkers. BattlegroundTour.com. Sorry, BattlegroundTour.com. Order your tickets. Make it easy. Go to MikeOnline.com. MikeOnline.com. We'll see you at a city near you.
We're shining bright like a diamond there, Mike.
Begging you not to ask me anything about Rihanna.
No.
I'm begging you.
I'm not going to ask you about her
what I don't know about Rihanna would fill Texas Stadium.
Coming up, a full segment on her youth in Barbados. Rihanna's going to
be... Was she the poor thing that was beat up by that guy? Was she assaulted by Chris Brown?
Well, yes, they were partners there in the late aughts and then back together again, and so, yeah.
He beat her. He beat her senseless. Yeah, I mean, yeah, horrible story.
Indeed,
I mean,
so. But, you know, but I'll tell you something. I'm just going to go... It's not a limb. She's going to be great. She is going to be great. Diamonds, Brood Boy, What's My Name, Only Girl in the World. It's going to be one of those she'll be great. She'll be great. All right, so you're joining us. You are decidedly not in Florida. You're not one of those hunker down and watch
the hurricane. I'm a little grumpy today. I'm not in a good mood. Well, I am sitting where I don't want to be. I'm in New York because, and you know, it was a pragmatic decision.
Sure.
Because they're worried about the power going out.
Yeah.
You know, Tampa Bay has a urban legend or a myth about hurricanes.
What's that?
Supposedly spirits. I don't know if it's an Indian burial ground or whatever, but spirits always keep hurricanes from making a direct hit into Tampa Bay. And for many, many years, it has never had a direct hit.
Okay.
And that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's been recent hurricane paths, and then they veer off or they go north or they go east, but Tampa Bay is typically protected. Does not seem to be the case this time. They are saying that it looks like landfall, at or near Tampa Bay, and they say it could be catastrophic. Billions of dollars, many billions of dollars of damage, and they're saying that Tampa really is not quite prepared for the storm surge and all that can happen. And this is going to be an interesting test for Ron DeSantis, because this is a guy who's being teed up by many to be a presidential contender in 2024.
And we know
he
what
does
hurricanes
not need another
can
Katrina.
Do. We know what hurricanes can do if the perception is that they are mismanaged. If the perception is that they're all right, what does it mean to manage a hurricane well? What does it mean? It's going to chew up the state. There's going to be damage. There are going to be blackouts. So where is the bar set for whether a governor does a good job or not?
It won't matter. It won't matter, because if there is a catastrophe, they're going to blame DeSantis, I guarantee.
Oh, of course
you.
They will. And there are people who, and I don't know how many, and I don't mean, you know, your Uncle Fred who voted for Biden, but I mean there are people who absolutely want this hurricane to chew up Florida and spit it out so that DeSantis can be damaged.
No doubt about it. And listen, if Hillary can call us Trump supporters Hitler-esque or Hitler followers,
she did
without blinking an eye, you know, they will look for a reason to crucify Ron DeSantis. You know, it is an interesting process. And, you know, in North Texas, certainly I've been through bad weather in Texas as well, but not like the brunt of a hurricane and water and all of that you can see. You know, you can really worry about flooding and loss of life. You know, my condo is right on Tampa Bay.
Well, this is why, I mean, after the show on Friday, it wasn't, you know, lunchtime before I'm on the text line to you saying, hey, you know, what are you doing? Are you hunkering down? You immediately told me you are pretty well bound for the airport. I mean, you're getting out of Dodge.
Yeah. And the timing is bad, because not only, of course, I've got a high rise. I live on the top floor of a high rise apartment building, a skyscraper.
Ooh.
And those are, you know, a little scary, but you think it's safe from flooding or whatever. But I also recently bought a little house. I have an investment property, and it's an older bungalow. It was built in 1959. You should have seen me out there Saturday slinging sandbags.
Well, that's why when I did text you, you told me two things at the same time. You'll be at the airport in a few hours, and right now you're at Home Depot. I said, what are you doing at Home Depot? And the answer is getting 500 pounds of sandbags for the property. What was Home Depot like in a major metropolitan area that thinks a hurricane is coming?
I mean, it was bumping, as the kids say. I mean, they were, people have a real quiet, kind of a real unease about this. Because, again, Tampa's not really used to the brunt of a direct hit like this. So and it's all about watching the trajectory. We're going to have Joe Bastardi, the meteorologist, on the show today. He's terrific. But you know, we're going to watch it. We'll see how the week unfolds. But so here we are in New York. I got my head on a swivel again. I mean, because you never know when somebody's going to come up from behind. The random acts of violence here are escalating like they are in major cities all over the country.
Yep.
We're going to have an electoral decision in 43 days. I've got Carrie Lake on the show today.
She's I love her so much. Well, she is awesome.
She's great. She's going to be on at 10:30 to talk about her run in the great state of Arizona. Did you see the pack of criminals who went into a Wawa in Philadelphia and rampaged?
Oh yeah. And the video.
Should the media characterize them?
Well, so let me characterize
rowdy.
Them. What?
They
what?
Were rowdy.
Rowdy.
That's the,
really?
That's the way the media they terrorized this Wawa. About 100 young people went into this Philly Wawa, which incidentally.
For those who don't know, it's like a big convenience store that also happens to have really good sandwiches.
One of my favorite convenience places in America. Mm-hmm. I wish every place had a Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't like saying Wawa.
It is awkward.
But at the Wawa, they were wowed by 100 kids, young people, who just went in and just tore the place up. And I'm not kidding you. The media continually described them as, you know,
just some kids letting off steam. You know, if I'm at a sports bar watching Cowboys Giants tonight, that's rowdy. What you've described was criminal insanity. And the video it's like it's taken from behind the sandwich counter, and there is a woman trying to order a sandwich.
I see that.
And meanwhile, it's almost like a skit, because you got people just going insane, just looting and going nuts and stealing stuff in the back. And she looks at the person that says, you gonna make my sandwich, or are you gonna keep filming?
Have you ever seen the scene? I'm sure. I think it's Naked Gun. Who's the guy? The guy that
Leslie Nielsen.
Leslie Nielsen, mm-hmm. And he's saying nothing to see here. Everything's okay. And behind him, the buildings are on fire.
Exactly.
Well, that's what it looks like. And, yep. And what's funny about the video is her little head is just popped up over the top of the counter. Yep. You just heard her, and she's got a concerned look on her face. Yeah. And she ain't concerned about the riot.
No, she wants her sandwich.
That she wants her sandwich. It's time to eat, and she's ready. By the way, I got to share this meme with you. I think I sent it to you on the teenage girl text line that I always send you. But when I see something, says it all. Kyle Rittenhouse on the left side. Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh yes.
Admitting to self-defense shooting proven by video. $2 million bail.
Mm-hmm.
On the right side, Shannon Brandt admitting to politically motivated murder. $50,000.
One of these things is not like the other.
And the race, you know, I've got a lot of friends of mine who keep saying, where are the Republicans on this case in North Dakota? This kid's funeral is today, incidentally, 18-year-old man.
Yep.
He's going to be laid to rest today. The guy who killed him, the police say, admitted to it being a politically motivated murder. Now, immediately there was a rush to say, well, but he was drunk and he's got mental illness. No one would ever give a Trump supporter that kind of benefit of the doubt.
No.
But where are the Republican leaders on this? Where's Biden on this? You think if a Trump supporter said, I just killed an Antifa by, plowing my car into a parking lot or whatever, you think Biden would be speaking out about the Trump supporter?
And if the coin were flipped, they'd be knocking on the door of every Republican saying, do you distance from this guy? Do you disavow this guy? What do you think about this guy? Et cetera, and as
it's
it is.
It's unbelievable, the double standard. But meanwhile, polls are out, and now I'm reading neck and neck, congressional. This is not going to be a cakewalk in 43 days. If you believe polls or don't believe them, we'll see.
All right, in the House, we are going to take back the House. We are absolutely going. So will it be by 15 or 20? Where does a wave begin? 45 or 50? I don't know. I think it might not be that, but 20-ish seems like a pretty good margin for a Republican.
Here's what it says right now. Let me share this with you, because Washington Post ABC News poll came out. Asked if the election for the House were held today. 47% of voters said they choose the Republican candidate. 46% opted for the Democrat. The results are similar to a Rasmussen Report survey from last Friday that said 44% of likely voters would back the Republican candidate in the midterms. 42% would support the Democrat. It is not a blowout, and nothing is a foregone conclusion. Now, I don't follow that logic. I can't imagine a world where anybody would pull a lever for a Democrat, considering what the state of America is right now. I mean, I just saw this report. Americans, on average now, have lost, I think it's $4,000 a year in income. Here it is. Consumer prices have risen 12.7% since 2021. The average American has lost $4,200 in income due to soaring inflation and rising interest rates, according to an analysis by the Heritage Foundation. I mean, you realize what a mortgage is right now?
Exactly.
What a car loan is going to be?
Sure.
It's bad. I mean, people are feeling it in a big way. And if this election is decided on the economy, we win. If the election is decided on crime and law and order, we win. But maybe the election won't be decided on those issues.
Well, I've got a weird curveball, because over the weekend, and again, we as Americans, we are famous for not paying enough attention to stuff going on around the world. I probably plead guilty to that. I mean, look what I do for a living. I have to pay attention to stuff going on around the world. But, I care about stuff within my borders more than stuff without. But with nuclear saber rattling in Russia and, protests on the streets of Iran, all in support of a woman who was probably killed in custody for not having the proper headscarf. But is there some weird Russia-Ukraine crazy curveball coming in October? Is that a potential October surprise that simply makes people all of a sudden stop paying attention to inflation, stop paying attention to our terrible borders, and we must all unify behind the president for some international crisis?
And to the issue of what do we win on, what do we lose on, I think, frankly, the Democrats win on a foreign policy crisis like this, because it's unproven waters, they'll say. And it you're right, it distracts you from not being able to fill up the gas tank or buying groceries. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you say, well, you know, the Democrats, there's no mean tweets from Biden, so maybe he'd handle Iran better than Trump would. I mean, that's the logic anyway. It doesn't make sense. Incidentally, I'm getting some pushback. I didn't mean to say Texas has never suffered hurricanes. That's not what I meant to say a few minutes ago. No,
you said the
North Texas. You know, North Texas,
right.
Dallas, Fort Worth. Somebody just said, texted me, Mike, regarding Texas weather, not having anything like a hurricane that you're going to get in Florida. Yeah,
tornadoes, obviously, but exactly.
Google Hurricane Harvey. No, I get it. I'm not. I understand. And finally, I got to share the story about letting someone rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about the guy in New York State? He had an apparent 48-year grudge with his ex. His wife died in 2017, 48 years ago, they divorced. The children, I got to tell you this story. He has been going every morning for years to urinate on the grave of his ex-wife, much to the horror of her furious kids who realized something was wrong when they discovered bags of feces left in their mom's grave.
Okay.
The son and the kids noticed a plastic bag at their mother's grave in April. They thought maybe somebody left it by mistake by a dog walker.
It kept happening. It wasn't a dog.
Well, you know, no, it's not a dog. So they checked the camera footage. They found the man. He was briefly married to the woman in the 1970s. So the kids got up early one morning. They hid behind a tombstone. It's 6:14 in the morning. The man drives up into the cemetery, gets out of the car with his current wife in the car.
That's good.
Got out of the car, walked over to the woman's grave, and peed on it. And he has apparently been doing that. Now, Mark, that's a grudge.
That is
48 years ago. He married her.
Bad feelings.
That's not letting something go.
The marriage itself was relatively brief, but the grudge.
48 years ago.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, do people carry around? Listen, if people carry grudges like that around against talk show hosts, our graves will be floating into the river.
And if they ever do have grudges against us, I highly recommend the text line rather than this guy's methodology.
Well, no kidding. And the text line is blowing up now. Yes. Now somebody else. In 2008, Tropical Storm Hermine. Parked over North Texas, we got nearly 20 inches of rain. Okay, yes. You win. Texas has lots of hurricanes, too. Excuse me, as I'm getting my house goes floating out to the bay. You win. You get the cookie. You get the brownie. Okay, Texas, you're bigger than anybody.
I told you these text lines were not a good idea, man.
I take it back.
I will say this. As we part, Patriot Mobile text line inspired by Mike Gallagher. Couple of things today. Somebody, because I was talking about Russia. And Carlotta in Garland says, Mark, I got friends in Moscow who are out walking and saw many of their friends on the streets protesting. I applaud the bravery they have to defy Putin. I'd also talked about Christiana Amanpour, liberal hack on CNN, but she refused to wear a headscarf for an interview with an Iranian official, and they canceled the interview on her. And another texter says, somebody should ask Christiana Amanpour the difference between a headscarf law and a mask mandate. They're both essentially religious doctrine.
Wow.
Well,
the text line is open and active, the My Patriot text line, and get ready for Carlotta of Garland. Wonderful lady. She's a fan.
Oh, sweet. Excellent.
Oh, well, you'll hear a lot from Carlotta. She's a wonderful lady.
People are becoming recognizable.
She was afraid we blocked her, and we didn't.
No,
all right, goodbye. See
you. Love it. All right, man. Hey, stay safe. No matter where you are, stay safe. Stabbed in New York or your house washes away in Florida. Mike Gallagher Show today, soon as we're done, on 660 AM. The Answer. What?
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.